Starboard TCN Worldwide Commercial Real Estate covers office space activity, hot properties, and news related to the commercial real estate market, primarily in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Welcome to Starboard TCN's podcast for May the 8th, 2008. Just listed in San Francisco, 1,000 to 6,000 square feet, 111 Sutter Street. This building is close to public transportation, hotels, shopping, and restaurants. Its classic architecture offers excellent city views, efficient floors, and operable windows. A new suite has just become available there on the ninth floor of 3,297 square feet. This suite has five private offices, a conference room, kitchen. Rent and term is negotiable. 50 California Street, just off of Market Street, offers one of the most prestigious locations in the heart of the San Francisco Central Business District. A new small suite of 1,021 square feet has just become available on the 33rd floor. This view space offers three window-lined private offices and an open area with elevator identity. Just listed in San Mateo, 1,000 to 6,000 square feet, 1825 South Grand Street, also known as the Crossroads. This prestige prominent location is conveniently located with easy access to all forms of transportation, including direct access to Highway 92, the 280, 101, and close to the San Francisco International Airport. A new sublease space has just become available there on the sixth floor of 2,300 square feet. This suite offers five private offices, open area, price and term negotiable. 1400 Fashion Island Boulevard in San Bruno, also known as the Century Center 2. This high-identity office building, again, offers easy access to Highways 92, 101, and the 280. It also offers numerous amenities near the building, including fine restaurants, parking, and gym facilities. A new suite has just become available there of 4,130 square feet on the ninth floor. Being offered as a sublease, the rate is $27 per square foot. Just listed in the East Bay, 1,000 to 6,000 square feet, 2737 North Main Street, also known as Civic 2. This building is located in downtown Walnut Creek. The rental rate is $22.20 a square foot. The size of the suite is 1,137 square feet, offered on a fully serviced basis, including a mix of private offices and open area. The current office vacancy rates throughout the Bay Area. In San Francisco, the current office vacancy rate continues to hold at 6% with an average rental rate of $32.33 per square foot. This means that the effective vacancy rate has been holding now for the last 3 months. The rental rate, however, has dropped slightly from a high of $35 to $32.33 this month. In San Mateo, the overall vacancy rate as of May the 2nd is now at 7%, with an average rental rate of $31.13 per square foot. In the East Bay, the overall vacancy rate has crept up 1 point to 11%, with an average rental rate of $23.14 per square foot. Current news and deals in the marketplace. McMorgan & Company has recently signed a new 10-year lease for 25,850 square feet in the Metropolitan Life Building located at 425 Market Street in San Francisco. The investment management firm will take the entire 16th floor starting in July. Stories and articles in the news. Brokers wanted, nice to be needed. The year 2008 will be a year that real estate brokers in both residential and commercial real estate will be needed more than ever. and as a result could have a successful year and build long-standing relationships with clients that would bring in more business in the future. We in the profession always do best when there is uncertainty in the marketplace. In residential real estate today, both buyers and sellers need a broker's help more than ever to make decisions. In a hot market, a broker is less needed because sellers know their house will sell with little effort and buyers will know there is little room to negotiate. A broker's role in a hot market is more of an order taker than a negotiator consultant. In a hot market, self-service type real estate companies to promote owners to try to sell their own homes for fewer fees becomes more attractive. New agents with no experience or little experience comes into the market looking to get rich quick and can actually sell a house or two with ease because of the need for so little negotiations. But in a soft market, that's when the experienced real estate professional is needed the most, so that both buyers and sellers can be guided to make the right decisions in such uncertain times. The same occurs in commercial real estate. My best year in real estate still stands as 1991. That was the year the country was facing a deep recession. Locally, the San Francisco real estate market was still suffering from the earthquake of 1989. Things looked bad. But for me, it was the year that I shined and truly established myself in this industry, which has allowed me to carry forward relationships I developed in those hard times into deals for today. Commercial real estate this year is going to need experience in its agents more than ever. Owners that bought property over the last 3 years are going to have a hard time achieving the rental rate numbers they had projected for these acquisitions. Tenants coming off of leases signed 5 years ago are going to be hit with a sticker shock. If you are entering a recession, or if we're entering a recession, businesses will simply be unwilling to pay higher rents in the face of possible revenue reductions in their own business. Both landlord and tenants will need that extra voice from a real estate broker to guide them through this uncertainty. Brokers look for the welcome mats in this your year to shine, grow, and ultimately establish your presence long-term in this business. This ends Starboard TCN Worldwide's podcast for May the 8th, 2008. This is Hans Hansen, principal of Starboard TCN Worldwide. Thank you for listening. If you're interested in any properties discussed in this podcast or have a need for office, industrial, or retail type spaces, please contact us at 415-765-6900 or visit us on our website at starboardnet.com. Thank you again for listening.
Thank you for listening to Starboard TCN Worldwide Commercial Real Estate's podcast. The properties just mentioned are not necessarily listings of Starboard TCN Worldwide. If you are interested in more information on these properties, we would be happy to assist you. We can also tailor a complete list of available office space to suit your particular needs. Vacancy rates are quoted from CoStar Services.